Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Getting to know McHugh, getting to know all about McHugh.
He's heard it now. Can we just
get into love?
The man's open.
McHugh.
Please, Chuck.
To hope McHugh likes me.
I don't think he likes this.
And me. Getting to know McHugh, getting the K with a splitty.
It's poetic.
With a
it's almost like the open isn't really about Colin. It's about Hoyt.
680.
Sounds like it belongs with Gone. Gone with the Wind, or I don't know, some kind of musical that has been on stage. Colin McHugh joins us here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show via the Hopson & Hopson Newsmaker line. I got to say, Colin, you have to give a lot of respect to guys who have their own theme music and people who take that much time to put that effort into your intro music.
I mean, it's pretty special. I don't know how many other guys have a show tune. But, riffed with their name.
All right, Colin, let me ask you, what's the chance? Because you can walk across the street. Literally, you can be in our studio 45 seconds. You hand this to the public address person over across the street at the stadium, and when you're making your walk in from the bullpen, what are you thinking? A little bit of that song?
I have very specific set of guidelines for walkout music that I've had for my whole career, and one of them is it's got to have a beat and it's got to get the people going.
Give me an example.
And unfortunately this one falls short. Like right now it's Outkast. It's so fresh and so clean, and so that first like beat when it comes in, it's just like, you know, it's recognizable. I love it so much.
Tell them, brother, it gets the crowd going, gets the veins pumping. Right. I've been obsessed with a baseball ism that I did not know about. Chuck informed me yesterday.
No, I told him about something I did in fourth grade one year.
Well, apparently, this has been going on in baseball. I'm going to ask a major league pitcher.
Colin, let me get the background.
Has he heard of this before?
I grew up in Lawrenceville, and I don't know, kid in Lawrenceville in the late 70s, it's hot. Frozen lettuce leaves. You put it in the ice chest, you get one per inning, you throw it away. I tried frozen washcloths upon recommendation. Somebody else recommended frozen cabbage or lettuce. Have you ever heard about that during the summer in Georgia?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have never heard about that.
Damn it!
It is surprising because I feel like, yes, having played baseball in Georgia for so long, I feel like every cold trick in the book I've done, like dunking your head, ammonia towels, like some ammonia in water with ice, and like that's the go-to. That's the major league go-to for I am too hot. It is too hot to play a baseball game right now.
Are you too big to try it? Would you come out of the bullpen at Truist Park with lettuce?
One giant frozen lettuce leaf on your skull between the cap and your head. I'm telling you, it'll cool you down for an inning, a half
between
inning.
Between the cap and the head.
You put it on your head. You put the cap over it. It'll cool you for three outs.
Then you have to explain to the umpire when they take you, when you got to do your, like, whatever substance check. You're like, I have a substance on my head. It's
produce.
Boston lettuce, yeah.
you got any spider tack? No, I got some bib.
Yeah, exactly.
Got some iceberg.
Exactly.
Colin McHugh, Brave relief pitcher, joining us here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show via the Hopson & Hopson Newsmaker line. So let's just get to it. It's the elephant in the room, and now the elephant in the room will collide with the Dodgers coming into town tonight. Has it been on your mind to bean Freddie Freeman?
I feel like I've got to get him out one time first before that's available to me, which I still have not yet to do. So I'm working on that part of it first.
Do you have a process for hitting somebody? Like, do you load up like a 74-mile-an-hour curveball?
Answer that.
Or do you?
No pitcher hits.
He's had hit by pitchers before.
No pitcher throws intentionally at a batter, Chuck. That is against the rules of baseball and gets you ejected.
That's right. They don't do that. You can't do that, Chuck. Come on. You know
okay.
that.
So maybe after a three-run bomb, if you happen to have hit someone, follow, or maybe his next at-bat.
If you happen to throw a sinker and it runs a little too much,
okay,
that happens. That's in it's a cutter. It just, like, you pulled it a little bit. It happens.
Now
you got to look down at your fingers. Yeah, you got to do the whole thing.
Now, when you retire from baseball, we would like to ask you, 15 years from now, I would like to ask you this because Pedro Martinez was on record. I've never hit anybody. And then after he retired, he said 90% of the people he hit were on purpose. There you go. Don't answer that question. What are you expecting tonight? You guys have been on a roll. Bullpen certainly has been a big part of the winning streak. What are your thoughts on what's going to go down this weekend with two teams that certainly can hit the ball all over the place, two teams that have pitching all over the place, and your teammates that have some really good arms coming out of the bullpen?
These are, it's two of the best teams in baseball, right? That's just two teams that have been there in the postseason for – you know, the last half decade. This is the, you know, these teams are built to win, top to bottom. I think the Dodgers have one of the strongest lineups in baseball. They continue to reload every year. And, I think this team is no different. Some new faces, but, you know, for the most part, they play every aspect of the game pretty consistently and pretty well. And, you know, I think we pride ourselves on doing the same thing on our side. And, just like the playoffs that we've seen the last few years, it's supposed to be a good show when these two teams play. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Braves relief pitcher Colin McHugh joining us via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. You know, you get up for every game, but there's going to be more juice in the building, not just with the Freddie return, but with the Dodgers. Braves and Dodgers, you know, is a big deal with two of the best teams in baseball colliding. Do you, in the bullpen, feel that kind of juice as games have different flows and different changes depending on when your number is called to come out to the mound?
I do, yeah. I was talking with Smitty and Darren O'Day yesterday just about how the last series with the Giants, just they felt like playoff games. You know, they felt the stadium was packed. It was every game was kind of back and forth. You know, just very evenly matched clubs, and you know, it's always a nice feeling to come out on the right side of those games because you know that those are the kinds of ones that are. They kind of make and break a season, and then at the end in October, those are the ones that really define who gets to keep going.
All right, looking at your career, and we've talked about this, you come up with the Mets, you get the pleasure of pitching in Denver for a while, and then suddenly you show up in Houston, and I don't know, you're one of the people they talk about the alchemy of Brent Strom. Suddenly it is, you are dealing out there. Did you ever have and even last year in Tampa when you're in the bullpen, not even starting games, did you ever have a June where you were looking around maybe privately thinking, I might be an all-star this year?
I had a couple really good, probably 2 month spans, leading up to the all-star break. I think once in 2018 and then once last year. And it's just really hard for like a middle reliever to get one of those nods, but you think about it, you can't help but think about it a little bit.
Would you vote for yourself if you had a vote? Cause we were talking about voting. We got a teammate who's up for a Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. And he's got to vote. I was like, hell yeah, you vote for yourself. You wouldn't have a problem with a guy doing that, would you?
You've got to vote for yourself. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like running for president, right? If you don't vote for yourself, like, what's the point? No, if they give you a vote, do it for sure.
Tell us what you can about this magical team meeting that was called before you guys went on the run, because I would like to know some of what went on behind closed doors that got whatever you guys needed to get turned around in a magnificent way.
I would love to say that it was magical and that there were, you know, tears shed and hugs given and, like, you know, we all just rallied around, had our big, like, Rudy moment. But it was just a reminder, of who's in the room, how good everybody in the room is. And, you know, the responsibility that we have for the amount of talent that we have in there. And I think that's sometimes it's kind of really what it takes is just a chance to take a breath, look at where you are and say, like, all right, what do we need to do to get on the right track? And I don't think there was a whole lot of mystery to it, a whole lot of, you know, magic necessarily. We just kind of started playing better baseball. And then you remind yourself every day, once you win, it's a little bit easier to come to the park and remember what that feels like to win. So you just try and do that over and over again. And we did it for, what, 14 straight?
At the end of the meeting, were you the quiet leader who stood up and really led everybody out of the meeting?
Yeah, I just gave them the slow clap. You know, you start looking around.
That's why we brought McHugh here, guys.
That's right. That's intangibles, guys.
Well, there you go. You guys certainly have been in a different atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. The crowd, when you guys came back home, ready to support you. They're going to be big crowds over the weekend. And the bullpen and your teammates have certainly been a part of it. It's been a collective team effort. And along with what Snit has had to do with all of the injuries and the things he's had to change around, you guys are just in a really good place. And we wish you nothing but the best. You don't have to come out of the bullpen with lettuce on your head if you don't want to.
If I don't want to. All right. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the series brings and what the, you know, you got to feel it out. What does the team need? If it's for the boys, maybe it's for the boys.
Whatever's best for you and the Braves. Colin, we thank you for your time. We look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.